The perfect business, what is it? And if you're going to open a business, wouldn't it be great to have one that was as close to perfect as possible, if not perfect? And what is the definition of a perfect business for you? And could that be the most important part, the for you bit? So could it possibly be that you have the right number of customers, clients, members, participants, people buying your product or service that would make you as profitable, as successful as you've determined you need to be or want to be? And could that be different for everybody? Is it possible that some people are happy earning $500 a week? Some people would like to earn $5,000 a week. Some people would like to earn $5 million a week, and some people $50 million or more every week, depending on the business, depending on the product or service. What do you want? It's been suggested that business is a lot about increase profit but decrease hassle. So sometimes you can make a lot of money, but there's a lot of hassle involved with making that money, and there are people who are not interested in that kind of hassle. So what's the perfect business for you? And if you wanted to open it today, what would you need to do? So could that be a great place to start? How much money do you want to earn? And that's profit, money in the bank that all your expenses are paid, all the wages are paid, everything that you need to invest money in is being covered. How much money do you want to have in your bank account at the end of every week? And would that be a good place to perhaps focus? There's been another suggestion that if you focus on something different, that that will cover itself. So should you know how much you want to earn? Yes. But what if what you were doing was the thing that you were the most passionate about? You just loved it. You woke up every day loving what you do. And here's the special question. You do it for free. A lot of people share with me that they love their job or they like where they work. But I always ask the question, if they stopped paying you tomorrow, if there was no wages, no salary, no income tomorrow, would you still go? Most people say no, but the people who love what they do, particularly the people that love their business, always share with me, I do it for free. I love it. So number one is, would you do it or are you doing what you're the most passionate about? And would that be a perfect business that you're doing the thing that you love the most? Number two is that you are wanting to be the best in the world at it. And of course, that means that everything you need to know, everything you need to do to make that business profitable and successful, you'd want to go learn it. It's not have to do the study, have to do the education, have to do the training. You're doing it because you love it, which means you're enjoying it. So what are you doing to make sure that your business is the best in the world? It doesn't have to be the best in the world, of course. It's the best in the world for your customers, your clients, your members, your participants. So if everybody in your life is saying, this is the best lawyer, doctor, landscape gardener, exercise professional in the world, then you know that you're on track because your customers and clients love you. And is it possible that if they love you, they're going to be telling other people about you so that you won't have to do too much marketing, you won't need to have much more than a referral system, a way to say thank you to those people for referring people to your business because your customers and clients love you, which of course means the number three part of the sweet spot, which is you're adding massive value to people's lives. So number one is that you're doing what you're the most passionate about. Number two is that you want to be the best in the world for your customers and clients, and you want to add massive value to their lives. And that has been suggested, not only will that be the perfect business, but it will be the most profitable business. So whatever amount of money that you want to earn and the least amount of hassle or the most amount of hassle that you want to have your business, that it would all work together. Sounds pretty exciting to me. What do you reckon? So then there's a great question, where do you start? And it's interesting because a lot of people talk about the business that they want to have. And a lot of people share with me that they're scared of failing. Well, the interesting thing about failure is it possible that we've all failed? We've all started something and haven't finished, haven't completed it, haven't done it. And I use that as an example because it's been suggested by the best in the world that a definition of failure, or perhaps the definition of failure, is that we give up. So here's a great question. If you never give up, how could you ever fail? And if you're doing what you're really excited about, if you're doing what you're the most passionate about, is it possible that you'd never give up on it so you'd never fail? So is it, I'll rephrase, those of us or those people that are scared of failing, is it possible that there is nothing to be scared of? Because when you're doing what you're the most passionate about, you'd never give up on it so you'd never fail. There is a better question perhaps. Are you scared of success? Every successful business, athlete, rock star, movie star, Every person in the world that is really good at something that we would term as successful have haters, people that don't appreciate how much, or maybe they do appreciate how much effort this person's put into what they've done. There's people who are jealous. There's people that are just angry that perhaps you've proved them wrong. So they thought it wasn't possible to do that business. You've done it and been successful at it, and they hate you because of it. Now, I don't know why people hate. I actually don't understand that, but should we all, or do we all need to understand that if we are successful, there will be people that hate us? And every successful person in the world, doesn't matter which area, will all share with us that there are people that hate them. And if it's not 50% of people that hate them, it's probably more. There are some people that will suggest that their customers and clients love them, but everybody else hates them. And if they've only got 60 or 70 customers or clients, or 600 or 700 or even 6,000 or 7,000, there's 7 billion people in the world, so that's still a lot of people to hate you. Now, obviously, the people that don't know anything about you probably don't hate you. But I'm asking that question very seriously, because if you're really good at what you do and you have a successful business, are you ready for the people that will hate you? Because one of the things that is always really interesting to me, particularly because my role, and I use this very passionately, is I call myself a connector. My goal is to take people who absolutely hate their job or their career or their business and point out the sweet spot and connect them up with their sweet spot. So my first question I always ask people is, do you love what you do? If not, let's find out what you're the most passionate about. What do you want to be the best in the world at? How can we add massive value to people's lives? And that will give you a successful business where you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, go on holidays when you want to go on holidays, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, and work with the people that you want to work with. So I feel that my role is a connector to take you from a lousy, stinking, rotten job to the sweet spot. Woohoo! But sadly, there are lots of people that I come in contact with every day who never make it to the sweet spot. And it's always perplexing to me, because the ability to be able to do it is very simple. The process to do it is simple. If you follow the steps to a successful business, a successful career, you'll have one. But so few people have them. And I think that it may have something to do with people being scared of success. So it's interesting to watch, and you might have seen people do this too, where they talk about what they're going to do and then they procrastinate in all sorts of ways. And interestingly, one of the big questions that people ask me is, what should I do to start my business? And there's lots of places you can start, and there's lots of things you can do to have a successful business. But it seems to be that people get caught in the process of starting the business rather than just starting. So if I ask again the question, what's the perfect business? Could it be the one that has the number of customers and clients that you need to have the financial freedom that will allow you to choose your own hours, be your own boss, go on holidays when you want to go on holidays, work with the people that you want to work with, and earn the amount of money that you want to earn? However, there's a lot of people that don't focus on that. Have you noticed? And for me, it's interesting, because I have a lot of students who spend or waste or invest a lot of time, depending on how you want to look at it, on creating a new business card, creating a website, designing their towels and their water bottles, designing their uniform, designing the ad they're going to put on Facebook. They spend a lot of time on putting together the graphic design for their website. They spend a lot of time on putting together their price packages. And they go through a whole heap of systems and missions and processes, but they haven't got any customers or clients. Here's a great question. If you've got customers and clients, if you are profitable, if your business is making money, is it possible that all those other things would be much easier because you'd have the money to do it? And even if you've got lots of money, my question would be, why haven't you got any customers or clients? Isn't that the purpose of your business? And I'll go back to the sweet spot, which is, do what you're the most passionate about, be the best in the world at it, and add massive value to people's lives. And is it possible that if your business, your product or service is still a secret, that you won't be able to add any value to anybody's life? Because if your product or service is a special thing for people, how about we get it out there? And is it possible that if it does add massive value to people's lives, that you may never need a business card, you may never need a website, you may never need to have a Google AdWord or a Facebook ad, or you may never need to even have a uniform or put a sign on your car or have any signage on your building? Is it possible, and I'll rephrase, are there people who have started their business without a business card, without a website, without a Facebook page, without a car, without any money. And they have as many customers or clients or members that they want or they need. And then maybe they do something with signage, or they do something with painting the building, or they buy a uniform, or they do something to market their business. But wouldn't it be awesome to be in the position where you don't have to do any of those things because you've already got the number of customers and clients that you want? So could that be a great place to start? Number one is a sweet spot, which is do what you're passionate about, be the best in the world for your customers and clients, and add massive value to people's lives. And then the next part is, how much do you want to earn? What are your expenses? And you add those two numbers together. You then divide that by the number of hours that you want to invest into your business, which will tell you how much you need to charge, which will then give you your target market. Because it'll, why would you want to attract people that don't want to do business at the time that you want to do business, or don't have the money to invest in your product or service? So that's one of those beautiful things about target market. Those two things pretty much work out your target market. And the last part of having a business that you love, which is investing time with people that you love, is it possible that it would be easier to invest time with people that are available when you want to invest time into your business and who have the money to invest in your product or service? And then you can choose, because if you have a certain number of hours that you want to invest into your creating your business and working in your business or on your business, you would then know how much money you need to make, which means you know how many customers or clients you need to have, which means if you've got customers and clients that you don't like or that are rude to you or disrespectful to you, you don't actually have to have them in your life. Isn't that exciting? You don't have to have them in your business, because you only need a certain number. And that's the beautiful thing about understanding the numbers of business. I'm not a mathematician. I hated maths at school, but those numbers make so much sense to me. How about you? Decide how much money you want to earn. Decide work out what your expenses are going to be. Add those two numbers together and divide that by the number of hours, months or weeks that you want to invest into your business every year. And that will tell you how much you need to charge. Now, of course, if you're going to add other people into your business, that brings in another hassle. If you want to employ people, that creates a hassle. If you want to buy a building, if you want to create manufacturing, anything you do that adds hassle to your business is a great question to ask. Because a philosophy for business, and I'll rephrase, is it possible that this could be a great philosophy for business? Increase profit, decrease hassle. What do I need to do to have the maximum amount of profit doing what I love with the least amount of hassle? And there are a lot of people that will share with us, well, I love the hassle of employing 1,000 people, or I love the hassle of being an international company, or I love the hassle of everything that business brings. And a lot of business people, that's why they're in business, because they love it. Remember, they do it for free. But if you're scared of the hassle of business, isn't it exciting that you can decide how many clients you want to have based on how much money you want to earn, what your expenses are, and how many hours you want to invest into your business? So what is the perfect business? Could it be exactly what you want it to be? Is it possible to have the perfect business? Yes. Is it possible to be successful? Of course. Is it possible that you will fail? Yes, but only if you give up. If you never give up, then you'll never fail. Isn't that a great philosophy? And if you are procrastinating with, I have to have a business card, or I have to have a new computer, or I have to have a car, or I have to have a website page, or I have to have a brochure, or I have to have a uniform, is it possible that all of those have-tos may not be have-tos at all? They could just be nice add-ons if you have all the customers and clients that you need. So here's another great question. What's the value that you want to add to the world? And is it possible that if your product or service adds massive value to the world, that you won't need a business card or a website or a Facebook page or any of those other business things that a lot of people will tell you, if you don't have these, you don't have a business? And I'll ask the question again. Do you think there are people in the world who have started a very successful, profitable business without any money? Could the answer be yes? Are there people who procrastinate starting a successful business because they go through all the processes of, got to have a business card, got to have a website, got to have a Facebook page, got to have a uniform, got to have a brochure, And they end up with all of those things, but they have no customers and clients, so they're not helping anybody. So they're not adding massive value to anybody's world. And then they say, oh, but you can't be successful in business. Well, here's probably the most important question. Can you be successful in business? The generic question is, can anybody? And of course, the answer is yes. The specific question is, can you be successful in business? And I don't know the answer to that. That's completely up to you. The Max program will give you all the skills and tools and knowledge that you need to start and grow and have a successful business of any product or service, because the fundamentals of business are the same. And I use the analogy, when you build a house, you'll probably need a foundation. You'll need to dig a foundation. You'll need to have a floor. You'll need to have some walls. You'll need to have a roof. And then there's all the pretty things that make the house look lovely, like the paint and the furniture and the pretty kitchen and the pretty bathroom. But the fundamentals of business is digging that foundation. The foundation is the sweet spot. Do what you love. Be the best in the world. Add massive value to people's lives. The floor is possibly that you understand that everybody will have a successful business if you provide a solution to a problem. So whatever your product or service does, it will add value to people's lives because it's making their lives better in some way. Is it possible that if you choose the right target market and you attract the right people into your business, that the walls will be there for you, probably even put the roof on, and then the pretty things inside the building, inside the business, are they the things that make people say, wow? And that's the interesting thing about any business. If you find a problem, find a solution and create a wow experience for people, then you'll have a successful business. But how do we know what a wow experience is for our customers and clients? And could that be easy? Just ask. Could the perfect business be the one that makes their customers and clients happy because you ask, how do you want to feel after you leave our business? How much value do we need to add to your life for us to be able to say, or for you to be able to say, here's a great question. If I invest a dollar in you, how will I get $2 worth of value? What a great question to ask as a business owner. If you invest $100 into our business, we want to make sure that you feel like you've got $200 worth of value. If somebody invests $100,000 into your business, wouldn't it be great if they walk away feeling, I've invested $100,000 but I got $200,000 back in return? Is it possible that you will never have to look for clients, you'll never have to market your business, you won't even need a referral system because your customers and clients will be referring people into your business without you even having to ask? Add massive value to people's lives. So if you want to, choose your own hours, be your own boss, go on holidays when you want to go on holidays. Earn the amount of money that you want to earn and work with the people that you want to work with. Could that be the perfect business? Is it possible? Yes. And is it possible for you? Well, that's up to you. Woohoo!